Have you ever tried to find out how much a specific procedure costs before having it? Or did you ever get a bill where a seemingly simple pill costs several hundred dollars? Healthcare consumers often feel helpless and mystified as huge bills get batted back and forth between insurance companies and care providers. But quite possibly, the murky waters of medical billing are about to part. Zach Seward is here. Hi, Zach.
Hi, Maiken.
And Zach, this is a really complicated issue. It affects all of us in the form of high insurance premiums, high copays, huge medical bills. And your story starts with one patient's tale.
That's right. One patient, one story. But this feeling of kind of being stranded should sound familiar to a lot of people. So Jessica Tranquina had a baby boy.
I had a natural birth, completely natural, no epidural or any meds of any sort.
Tranquina and her husband had insurance. They met their deductible, but they were still faced with this staggering hospital bill, like months after the fact. Their insurance wouldn't cover everything, and the bills that they received were kind of crazy.
There was where did the olive oil come from? Oh my goodness, a teaspoon or what is that, a tablespoon or 120 mils of olive oil is $15. Why didn't I bring my own?
It adds up quick, that plus the big ticket items, and Tranquina is on the hook for $11,000. She says the hospital hounded her for months.
Threat after threat from the hospital, this is going to affect your credit, we're going to send this off to collectors.
So the bills get batted back and forth, they wind up in collections, until Tranquina gets put in touch with a small company an hour outside Philadelphia that helps her go through the charges line by line and negotiate a deal.
We're not trying to put our fingers in anybody's chest. We're trying to make sure that the patient feels supported and defended. We're going to protect their rights.
That's ELAP Services. It's this company that's on the front lines of the war against escalating medical costs. Now, that was CEO and President Steve Kelly, and he says part of his company's mission is to demystify medical bills. They're working to figure out a fair price, basically, for a given medical service.
So could I call them up if I have a problem with a medical bill?
Well, not really. They work with businesses who choose to self-insure, and if you work for one of those companies and you had a problem, they would work with you to fix it.
What's a self-insured business?
So I'll explain that in a minute.
Okay.
Okay, so Steve Kelly, the CEO of that company we just heard from, he says that medical billing works like this. A hospital will essentially overcharge for its services. They fully expect the patient's insurance company to demand a discount. So if the price is going to be knocked down, the hospitals would say you had better start high.
Nobody would do business in any other area. In other words, if I said to you this chair is for sale, it's $50,000, but I'm going to give you a 20% discount. You would laugh.
Another employee at ELAP, Krista Haig, she audits medical bills for a living, and she has seen some doozies.
We have seen one line for $500 for a acetaminophen tablet, which you can get from Amazon.com, an entire bottle of 500 of those tabs for $1.50.
ELAP says implants, say a hip or a knee, are also a big area for inflated charges. Hospitals will implant one but charge for two. Here's Steve Kelly with yet another example.
Because you called a CAT scan a $6,000 expense, it doesn't make it so.
So, Zach, why does this company, ELAP, why do they untangle these medical bills?
Well, they do this because they work with companies that choose to self-fund their insurance plans. So that means Auto Dealership X sets aside money for their employees' health claims instead of paying a per-worker premium to an insurance company. Now, for the worker, it works pretty much just like regular insurance. But for the company, it's an opportunity to control their health costs. Kelly says this is really a growing niche.
And we work with them to develop rational reimbursement policies to try to shield them from the irrational process of medical billing.
What ELAP does is say, hey, hospital, our client will pay you this much for this service. And the goal here is to hammer out a degree of transparency that's otherwise unavailable to them.
And there's often quite a bit of friction.
But Kelly says it works about 80% of the time.
But Zach, how come people can haggle with hospitals and doctors like that over bills? I mean, ELAP is doing the same thing that insurance companies apparently do, which is say, I'm not going to pay that. Give me a better price.
Yeah, hospitals and doctors have different price tags for procedures depending on the payer. So they'll charge insurance company A one thing for a CAT scan, and government payer B will pay another price for that same CAT scan. You know, individuals get another price, and insurance company C probably worked out its own deal. It's really complicated, so I wanted to talk to the hospitals about it.
what one hospital charges for a specific service is not necessarily what another hospital charges for that service.
That's Martin Chickichop, and he's the vice president for research at the Hospital and Health System Association of Pennsylvania. He says from a hospital perspective, it's not really about what one particular thing costs, so forget the $10 aspirin pill. He says it's all about making sure that those things add up so that the hospital can stay in business. Having a clear menu with fixed pricing is pretty much a thing of the past. Chickichop says it may stay that way.
Getting every payer to agree to pay a sustainable common rate for each service, would be ideal, but in our marketplace, it doesn't seem like there's a way that we can get there.
But companies like ELAP, that negotiation/untangling company we met earlier, really disagree with that vision. They say that transparency in billing means lower healthcare costs for employers.
And if you get insurance through your employer, as an employee, you pay a portion for that, so obviously you would benefit from lower costs. But what about individuals who are buying insurance on their own? Why is knowing the price of procedures and care important to them?
Experts would say that the price tag for procedures actually matters more now. I mean, copays are rising, more people have plans with high deductibles, and that's kind of the landscape that Jeannie Pinder found herself in, right? She was a former reporter for the New York Times, and now she runs this website called clearhealthcosts.com.
We're a New York City-based startup bringing transparency to the healthcare marketplace by telling people what stuff costs.
All right, so I am on the website now, clearhealthcosts.com. It's in New York City and six other markets at this point. But let's say I need a lower back MRI. It shows me that the lowest price for that MRI is $400 over in Kew Gardens, and the highest price is $1,200 for the same thing over in Midtown Manhattan.
So that's an $800 price difference.
Yeah, and some of the other stuff here is equally, divergent.
And can you see other options or only lowest and highest?
I can see other prices as well. It shows me 14 other options should I really want to delve in and see what I would pay.
So I could really shop around and pick, I guess, as long as the place checks out. Otherwise, I could pick an option that fits my wallet.
Yeah. And Pinder says wading through this stuff matters. They get their numbers from the Medicare reimbursement rate, which is available via the government. They do pricing surveys in the markets they're in. And they also do crowdsourcing with people reporting what they paid. Now, Pinder says the medical landscape is shifting. And with it, you and me are probably paying more out of pocket for health coverage. Pinder says the question of what costs how much where has to re-enter the conversation.
We think this marketplace is broken not just in cost transparency, but also in quality transparency.
Pinder says it's not that people should get the cheapest possible procedure. It's that it should just be easier to find out what, if anything, makes the $3,000 option better than the $300 one.
And that's what we all want. We don't want the cheapest appendectomy. We want the best for the money. We want the best value.
And it pays to remember the big picture here. Over half of all personal bankruptcies in the U.S. today are caused at least in part by medical debt.
I've heard from a lot of people who have tried to find out the price of a procedure beforehand, and they didn't get anywhere. The doctor didn't know. The hospital office didn't know. And they were having a hard time finding out themselves. But I'm thinking when more people ask questions, the answers might be more forthcoming.
You would think, and consumer advocates really stressed, be an informed consumer. Ask these questions, and while you're at it, get these answers in writing. Things are known to shift in the healthcare marketplace when it comes to insurance and payment. So again, it's about asking questions and being informed as to what your healthcare actually costs.
Thank you, Zach.
You're welcome, Mike.